Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there, man. Kansas, Eddie Greer recording this baseball episode, postcast, game two on a Sunday. Sunday, April 27th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode. Game three, as it is raining, at least here in the KC area right now for a little bit. Things look to be dried off, at least here in another hour or so, which is good over here. But K-State baseball ain't playing over here. They're playing in home, at home, back in Manhattan, Kansas, in series win over Houston. And they won the first game 5-2 there yesterday. More home runs leaving the yard. Three more bombs by the K-State offense, which included a grand slam in that. And K-State ran away. Game two yesterday, 14-5. Series win. And we talked about this all week long on this podcast. K-State, you need to go out there and win all these games. Get back in this thing, and we'll see where we're at afterwards, right? And this morning, they're going to go for the sweep. And to remind folks, originally supposed to be 1 o'clock. It was announced early in the week, so y'all should have known that already. But a reminder, 11 o'clock this morning, first pitch out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Tweeden Family Stadium. For the series finale, and K-State once again looking to pull the brooms out on another opponent, this time in Houston, against the Houston Cougars there as well. Pete Hughes saying after game two of the series yesterday, quote, "We're starting to play good baseball, and that's three games in a row." And he continues on here, quote, "It all starts with good starting pitching. Michael Gavedo was very good today and didn't beat himself, allowing us to build a lead," end quote, there as well. So, the pitching, getting back on track there, along with these bats waking up there. Game one was a lot more competitive there on Friday night. As we take a look inside the box score here of game two, game three, I'll record. We'll do the usual tomorrow there. I'll record that in the morning. For you guys to have on the first thing, I believe, Monday morning there as well. I know track and field. It's been a lot of track and field, baseball this weekend. Track and field bring home two more wins from the Drake Relays. We'll talk about that as well heading into the week. But, yeah, K-State now sitting at 26-17. I got to go back real quick. 26-17. Like Coach Hugh said, head coach of this team, three wins in a row. You want to go back to the Wichita State game on Tuesday, and then you had Houston game one, and now you now add this to a collection of wins in a streak. Game two over Houston, 14-5. Kansas State now sitting now in the Big 12, 12-8 now. Now we can go back to the box score real quick. You're winning K-State Wildcats, right? Led by Michael Gavedo and three home runs in this ball game. K-State setting the tone and setting the tone early. Two in the second inning. That was the first runs of this ball game. Five in the third. Five more in the fifth. One more in the sixth. And one in the eighth inning there. As K-State set the tone and jump out of the blocks early and often against the Cougars. Cougars did not score a run into the fourth inning with one of their own, and had a big inning of their own, got three in this top of the seventh inning, and then only getting one in the ninth inning. Michael Gavedo earning his fifth win of 2025, goes to 5-1 now. Alex Solis now even up his record at 1-1. Michael Gavedo pitching to the seventh inning of this game. And that's what you need. Hey, if you're gonna make a run late in the season, you need your guys, the Lincoln Sheffields, the Michael Gavedos, the Jacob Frost of the world, to go at least six deep. Gavedo did that yesterday, despite giving up 6 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs, all to earn a walk and 5 strikeouts there. Three more pitchers closed it out for the Wildcats. That included Adam Arthur coming in to finish off that seventh inning, then Taswell Butler, clean eighth, and then Blake Dean giving up a run in the ninth inning to shut things down for the Wildcats. Losing pitcher Alex Solis only went 2 innings. 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 hits. All those were earned. Walked 1, struck out 3. They were 5 more pitchers that pitched for Houston after Solis went off the mound right there as well. Seth Dardar, grand slam. Really opened things up there for K-State in game two yesterday there. Seth Dardar, two hits. One of those was the grand slam in his ball game there. Shantiro went deep for K-State yesterday as well. And Sam Flores quietly hit another home run out of the yard yesterday as well in his ball game. Sam Flores, talk about him for a minute. He's got a lot of at-bats as designated hitter or playing first in the last stretch of games here. He was only 1-for-5 in the ball game. His one hit was a home run in his ball game, but he scored 3 runs in this game. Keenan O'Connor, I'm working my way backwards, went 1-for-3 in the game. Shantiro from the leadoff spot was 1-for-5, scored 2 runs in the course, hit a home run. Maxis Morton went 0-for in this game. D. Kennedy hit from the 8th spot in the order. So again, Coach Hughes mixing things up a little bit, moving D. Kennedy around. Yesterday, he hit 8th in this order. He had 2 hits in the ball game there as well. So that's some of your that's pretty much half of your lineup that did something yesterday in the series clinching win, 3 runs in a row, going for a 4th and a sweep over Houston later on this morning in Manhattan, Kansas. That's what we're saying that right now. We're going to take a look at the Big 12 standings. Figure I saved that for after the series over Houston. So, again, for those of you who are moving around this morning, Game 3, Houston, and probably by the time I leave Overland Park, the game might be over. So, we'll see. We have instant reaction. We'll see how that goes. But for now, we're going to put a pin on this series. For right now, K-State gets another series win in the Big 12 against Houston this weekend. And now going for the sweep later on, 11 o'clock first pitch in the morning. We'll see if K-State can slam the door on Houston there to finish off a sweep. Like we said, like me and Alex talked about on this episode or on the Bonds channel, and I've been talking about all week, win all these games. You got to win all these games. And right now, K-State on a doorstep of doing just that. They needed one more win, and we'll see if they can get it. Here early this morning out west in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. It's first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Again, make sure you if you enjoy what you're listening to podcast-wise, go ahead and add this to a collection of K-State podcasts. All things K-State sports, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, wherever. You listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Second thing, of course, go ahead, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden recorded a fresh episode this week. We're coming back at you with another one. We will record a Dead Cell recording tomorrow night. And tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Just one, whether that's a student, alumni, your next door neighbor, any of that. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another postcast baseball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Kansas State gets the series win. Now looking for the sweep over Houston. K-State 14, Houston 5. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, it's been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.